Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the top of the hour 3 Central Time, it's the live broadcast, and we'd love to hear from you. We'd love for you to be a part of it. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and of course today, a day that lives in infamy.
Yes, indeed, the anniversary or the observance of those horrific events that happened September 11th, 2001, 16 years ago. Close to 3,000 people lost their lives, I think, in the World Trade Centers.
Yeah.
Of course, things happened at the Pentagon, the airplane that was wrecked in Pennsylvania.
Right.
All of those lives lost. We've been in Iraq and Afghanistan ever since, fighting against those terror groups, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all of those that are bringing fear and trepidation around the world. And we look at these things, and, you know, especially in light of our topic this month of prophecy, the question, you know, comes to the mind, how long, Lord? How long is this going to continue?
Yeah.
How long are we just going to be bombarded by all of this evil that we see in the world? And how long are these evil people going to be able to continue to do what they're doing? And I think we need to think in two terms. One, the patience of God. God's patience means salvation. God has a plan. God has a plan to save people in Christ. God is executing that plan now. Everywhere we look, every corner of the globe, people are being saved by the grace of God. Jesus' life is being shared and given to people who are humble and who want to receive new life. Jesus is there. So that's the first thing that we need to realize. God is doing a work here on planet Earth.
Right.
People are being saved. The church is growing in number every single day. I think the second thing we need to realize is that there is going to be a time where all things will be made right. I mean, that is the hope. That is the promise of Scripture. We read about that in Revelation chapter 21. And this is such a wonderful verse or passage. It really gives us assurance and can be truth that calms the heart. You know, you look around the world today, you see the evil in the world today, you remember what happened. I remember 9/11. I was driving to work, listening to my the ticket here in Dallas, a sports radio program, and they break in and say the second tower, a plane has gone through, and then they just start covering it. And with such humanity and such it was just wonderful hearing these guys talk about that tragic event and really touching the heart with how they covered it. And
yeah.
I sat in the car and listened. I just could not believe what I was hearing, that such horrific events were happening. And then I got into the office and we watched those events unfold. I think we got a television and started watching that. And then we started thinking, well, what about our radio broadcast? What are we going to do on our radio program that day? And Bob, you and I went into the studio. It was just the two of us.
Yeah.
We had people start call and they started asking questions like, what if I had been one of those people in those towers that day?
Yeah.
Just the event just scared them. Just gave them a picture of their own mortality. And I remember a lady coming to Christ on the program that day. Here, life was being taken by the thousands, and yet God was doing his life-giving, miraculous work in the heart of this one individual who called our radio program. And that's just one example of the thousands that were probably saved that day by the saving life of Christ. And so God is doing that work. And yet there's another promise, and he says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. Now, that's interesting that he would say, and the sea was no more. You think, oh, there's not going to be water or oceans or bodies of water in the new heavens and the new earth. And that's not what this is talking about at all. Sea is a reference to all the evil that's been throughout history. And that's what he's talking about. There's going to be a time where all of that is going to be eradicated. It will be no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. That's the hope. There is a time when the new heavens and the new earth will be, and out of those new heavens will descend down the new Jerusalem. That will be our dwelling place. You know, so many people think of us going to heaven when we die. We're going to go up somewhere. Yeah, yeah. And our eventual dwelling place, our eternal dwelling place, is going to be this new Jerusalem. It's where heaven and earth meet together.
Yes.
It's going to be a place here on earth, but it's going to be a place where it is on earth as it is in heaven. And that's the good news. And so that's what we're looking for. That's what we're longing for in this, and for this to take place, come to pass, when all things will be made right through the saving work of Jesus Christ. That's the good news. And so on a day like today, I think we remember that God is patience, and in his patience, there is salvation for those in every corner of this globe, and two, we're looking forward to a day when all things, I mean all things, are going to be made right.
Yes, indeed. That is good news. But meanwhile, back here on planet Earth, in the face of all the doom and gloom coming from many directions, we firmly believe that the Word of God, as Bob has been saying, brings good news. And this month, we're focusing on biblical prophecy out of the book of Revelation, both on the air and in a 2-CD series that clearly explains the hope and assurance we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this series is called Trail of Assurance, and it cuts through the hash and many times pure nonsense and fear and legalism that characterize most much of the teaching on prophecy. And to say thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel this month, we have a copy of Trail of Assurance for you. To make your gift, your donation, simply go online to basicgospel.net and click that donate button. Or you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. That number is available 24 hours daily. Trail of Assurance, our gift to you this month, as you make your gift to help ensure that Basic Gospel continues to be available to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. Outside the U.S. and Canada, of course, PayPal is your best way to donate to Basic Gospel. Well, we're here to address questions, and we have one that came in just recently, and let's listen to that question right now.
Gentlemen, my name is Barbara, and I thank you so much for your program. It's helped me so much. I've learned so much about the Bible and about Jesus. I'm a fairly new believer, and I have a lot of friends who are not believers. I had lunch with them today, a couple of them, and we got to talking about Jesus, and one of them said she believes in parts of the Bible, but very loosely. The other one was very offended that I suggested Jesus is the only way to heaven. And at first I was very upset, but then the Holy Spirit just calmed me down. And I feel so blessed to be able to share the gospel with them. And I guess I just wanted a word of encouragement from you for having the boldness to share the gospel, because I want to continue that and to glorify God. So I don't really have a question, but if you could just comment on that for me. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, Barbara, thanks for calling in. And I love your heart. I love your desire, your passion to share the good news of Jesus Christ. People need Jesus, whether they know it or not. Why? Because all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us at one time were living to gratify the desires of the flesh. We were dead in trespasses and sin. And there's only one message that can solve those problems. There's only one person who can solve those problems, and his name is Jesus. Jesus came and shed his blood to take away our sins once and for all. Jesus was raised on that third day so that we could have everlasting life. And I think the love of God that has been poured out in our hearts just compels us to share that story, to be witnesses of that story. And when we do, I think we just have to leave it in God's hands. You know, a lot of times we try to produce results. We want to close the deal, so to speak. Yeah. Well, we're not called to close the deal. Only Christ can bring new life to a person who is dead in sin. Only Christ's blood could take away sins once and for all. Only the Holy Spirit can transact that in a person's life. So we're not called to close the deal. We're simply called to offer the deal to people. And that offer is life. You're dead. Here's life in Christ. So, Barbara, our hats are off to you for taking that stand, for sharing Christ. You don't have to be ashamed of that. You don't have to worry if people reject that. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Jesus. They're rejecting the good news. And so you're going to expect that. You're going to see that as you carry out this ministry wherever you are. As you open up your mouth, people are going to be skeptical. People are going to mock. People are going to laugh. People are going to do all sorts of things. But keep proclaiming the word, because the word of alone has the power to cut through even to the deep spaces of a person's soul and spirit. So keep delivering that word of God. Keep trusting the power of the word of God to do its work. And you're going to see the results of that in time. Maybe not when you're expecting it. But maybe you'll get a phone call out of the blue one day and somebody says, hey, remember, Barbara, when you shared Christ with me, or when you were telling us about Jesus years ago, I finally paid attention, and I want you to know I'm a believer in Christ today. Yeah. So we've seen that happen, and I know, Barbara, as you continue to share the good news, you're going to see that happen as well. So just deliver, make the offer, leave the results in God's hands, and just go about your business. That's the way to handle it. Richard, do you have anything you want to add?
Well, yeah, this is so typical. The people's first reactions quite often are just a defense mechanism. You've said something that is making them question everything, and so they're going to put their hands up and say, no, go away. That's fine. You already planted the seed. They get to think about it over time. And, you know, they've probably known people who were just really awful Christians that you couldn't even call them Christians, but they claimed to be, and they did a really terrible job of representing Jesus. Well, now you get to be a friend, and you get to be a friend whether they accept you or not. And that is telling, because, you know, you can help them when they need help. You go out to lunch with them or whatever. It's just a relationship, and they can't argue with your story. They can disagree with your conclusions, but they can't argue with your story.
Right.
It's your story.
Right.
And you can't argue with their story. But who knows what's going to happen here? And I love the fact that instead of becoming discouraged, you just stopped and took a deep breath and waited for the Holy Spirit to bring clarity.
Yes.
That's an indication of maturity, even at a relatively young Christian age, based on what she was saying.
Indeed.
I love this.
Yeah, and it's wonderful to have people like Barbara out there who taking a stand, who are being a voice for the good news of Jesus Christ, because you never know what's going to happen in life for those people that are around you. You know, we've had Hurricane Harvey here in Texas, and just opened up the floodgates, and so much damage, and I think death toll of over 70. Now Irma has come through Florida, and so much damage and destruction there, and some people have lost their lives as well. And to be ready, to be prepared for a to give an answer for the hope that's within you, I think is so vitally critical for us as believers today.
Yeah.
And we do have that hope.
Yeah.
We have Jesus. So whether we live or die, we're always in him. And if we're here, he's with us, walking through our day-to-day lives, living in our circumstances with us. So we have someone we can trust, someone we can lean upon, someone we can look to at all times. If we're absent from these bodies, we're merely present with him,
yeah,
where he is at the right hand, seated at the right hand of God the Father. So it's a win-win. So we have this incredible hope. And during times like this, we have great opportunities to express that hope that is within us.
Without question. And friends, wherever you go, whatever you do, you can take us with you with the Basic Gospel app. You can listen to the daily program. You can pose a question for us to answer on the air. And, of course, you can make your donation with the Basic Gospel app, and you'll find it, as always, in the App Store. And we appreciate hearing from Barbara and everyone who calls. She took advantage of the opportunity to place her call overnight because she does not hear the live broadcast. So she called 844-322-2742 and left a message by recording. And we appreciate, Barbara, you doing that. Many of you have done that in the past, and we hope many of you will continue to do that in the future. It's a new avenue to pose your question at Basic Gospel. You know, every month, friends, we offer a very beneficial resource to our listeners who support this ministry with their gifts. And this month, we're offering a new 2-CD series by Bob Christopher called Trail of Assurance. Bob, tell our listeners what they will gain, how they will benefit from this new series.
Well, oftentimes as folks read the book of Revelation, they read it with fear and trepidation. All of the imagery there just scares the weebie-jeebies just right out of them. And so they ask questions, you know, am I in danger of taking the mark of the beast? Am I in danger of going through the tribulation? Am I going to experience the wrath of God? All of these sorts of things. And here of late, I've actually been co-hosting another radio broadcast on another network, has a huge listenership. Prophecy is one of their main topics, and most of the people calling are calling with fear and trepidation. They're scared to death. Have I done something in my life that is marked me out as one that is going to be a part of the tribulation? So I wanted to really take a close look at the book of Revelation and see what it actually says to those of us who are believers. And the message is the most encouraging message you will ever experience. Yeah. There is a trail of assurance that starts in Revelation 1 and goes all the way to Revelation 22, passage after passage after passage. So in this series, I take a stop at each of those passages. And we read that verse and we say, all right, as a believer in Christ, what is this saying to you? And those that were there when we actually delivered these messages, it was a great encouragement to them. Those who have heard these messages since then, they have found them to be a great encouragement, a source of assurance in their lives. And it's just knocked the fear of reading Revelation right out of them. So they can actually pick it up and say, I'm looking forward to reading what is in this book for the first time.
Right.
So that's what this series is all about.
Well, it's a 2-CD series, and it's called Trail of Assurance, and we have a copy for you as you make your gift this month to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we'll send you a copy, your own personal copy of Trail of Assurance. Again, 844-322-2742, the number available 24 hours daily, or donate online at basicgospel.net. I remember also, friends, that Facebook and YouTube are wonderful venues that we have added to so that you can see what's going on inside the studio.
Yes.
We hope you'll take advantage of that as well. Well, we have a new friend up in Canada. His name is Gord, and we're going to hear a question from him right now.
Hi, this is Gord from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Again, listening to you folks on CJCA. I am really enjoying and appreciating your program. But this evening, I've got two questions for you. One is, are you folks any relationship to John Piper, the teacher? Also, my question has to do with eschatology. What is your belief and teaching on the doctrine of partial predicism? And I believe it's called kingdom theology. Looking forward to hearing your answer. Thank you, and God bless you guys. Bye.
Good to hear from Gord.
Yes, it is. As far as the first question, are we related in any way, shape, or fashion to John Piper? Only the fact that we're brothers in Christ. And
yes.
That's the deepest relationship we can have, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And so we're going to stand as brothers in Christ eternally. But as far as ministries, we haven't had any cross-connection or any interaction with him whatsoever. The second question, what is partial preterism? What is that teaching all about? And it's a viewpoint as far as end times are concerned. When you think about end times, the church has offered up three possible ways to look at it. Preterism is one, historicism is another, and then futurism is the third. So those are the three ways that you can look at end times. Preterist, if you're a full preterist, you believe that every prophecy in the Word of God has already been fulfilled, even the return of Christ Jesus. So all of that took place at 70 AD. So the final judgment, the final everything as far as what the book of Revelation was talking about came to fruition back in that day. So that's the view of a preterist.
So we're just out here swimming now.
That's right. So, well, what they would say is that the kingdom, the millennial kingdom, is now in operation, and it's moving forward. So that's their viewpoint. Now, of course, with any theological viewpoint, there are many different sects of this. So they're the full preterist, then they're the partial preterist. So the partial preterist would believe that much of, for example, Matthew 24 was fulfilled in AD 70, but there's still some things yet to come, like the second coming of Christ.
Yes.
And so that's what they would be looking forward to.
Historicist.
That, yes.
That word,
yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes my tongue gets tied.
I understand that.
But they basically believe that all that we see in the prophetic writings kind of circulates through history. And they will eventually come to a culmination. But in every time and every generation, you know, we see some of what prophetic writings are talking about coming to fulfillment in this generation and the next generation and the generations that preceded us. Lots of folks that hold to that. And then there's the futurism. So that ties a lot to the dispensational theology, that there's going to be a literal 1,000 years and all of that. And they have it spelled out pretty tightly as far as, you know, what's going to be the first domino that falls. Once that domino falls, then the rest is just going to fall. We're going to have that 7-year period, the 1,000-year reign, and it just follows how the book of Revelation has laid it out. What we've come to, there's lots of arguments on all of those things. Here's what we know. Christ is coming back.
Yes.
He is coming back a second time. And as we talked about last week, to really start off, to kick off our discussion on prophecy, when he comes back, he's not coming back to bear sin. Why? He did that one time 2,000 years ago. When he comes back the second time, he's coming to bring salvation to those who are eagerly awaiting him. That's good news. That's what we need to know.
Period. The end.
Yes.
End of story.
Yes.
Well, friends, as our thanks for your gift this month, I want to once again remind you that we have this wonderful new 2-CD series, audio series, called Trail of Assurance, and it comes from the book of Revelation explaining the hope and assurance we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. To receive your copy, just go online to basicgospel.net and click donate, or donate by phone at 844-322-2742. Trail of Assurance, our gift to you this month, as you make your gift to help Basic Gospel continue to be available day by day to bring the good news to those who need to hear. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. And of course, outside the U.S. and Canada, remember, PayPal is your best way to donate to Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you'll join us too. Bye-bye.